Fondazione Radio Magica presents Cifra 3, Clock designed by Gino Valle, produced by Solari in Udine since 1966, Clock Museum in Pesaris, text by Elena Commessati, read by Dalila Wang.
We are talking about a beautiful clock invented in 1966 by the architect Gino Valle. As it is also an incredible object of design produced by the Solari Company, it can be viewed at MoMA, Museum of Modern Art in New York City. It is one of the first clocks without hands. Would you like to know how it looks? It looks like a horizontal cylinder. It could be black or white, but also colored, red, yellow, or mountain green, the shade of century-old forests. The clock is composed of two side-by-side rollers with flaps, and every time a minute is up, the number changes. It seems like a magic trick. The flaps are like playing cards printed on both sides. They flip over and create different numbers. The origins of this clock go back long ago in the mountains of Friuli in Carnia. Between the pinkish peaks and pure air, everything is tidy and clean there. For centuries, it has been that way. We are in Val Pesarina, to be exact, in Pesaris. But who invented the first clock? Maybe a man from Genoa called Solari, who arrived almost by chance in those lands, or someone who lived in Pesaris, who brought the knowledge to the others after a trip to Germany. We will never know the truth. We like to think that the inhabitants of Pesaris have in their DNA the ability to measure time by creating clocks today, just as it was then. Long ago, in 1725, the ancestor of Cifra 3, a big and tall tower clock, made its solemn entrance into history. Since that time, across the world, the Solari clocks have become famous. All of us have come across at least one during our travels. You just need to look up while sitting in an airport or train station. What we see is the flip number clock, often on arrival and departure boards. Few people know, but it all started in this little town in Carnia, Pesaris, where elegant architecture is the norm. If you walk around the streets, you will find 14 clocks set up here and there, like zealous and punctual soldiers, someone with a bigger belly, and someone more colorful. Then, at the center of the village, there is the clock museum, Museo dell'Orologeria, and all, absolutely all the clocks inside are ready to tell you something. The brothers who invented us are ingenious, but also their children and cousins, all in the family. I'll introduce myself. I am the first example of a flap clock. I was born in the 20th century, and my mechanism was invented by Remigio Solari. Remigio, what a genius! He invented me too, a time stamping clock. Hey kids, everybody freeze. I am the most famous one. I am called Cifra 3. And I am a flap number clock. What a flip. Tack, and again, tack. Every time the minute changes, the number flips. How wonderful. Even if it seems like magic, this is pure technology. It's a mechanism that nearly hypnotizes you. The two that becomes a three, almost like it is dancing. And when 10 comes, 1 and 0, a beautiful tango between the numbers begins. Proper dance, in which the two numbers flip together at 1 minute intervals, like a couple dancing cheek to cheek. So, if you go to New York City one day and see the Cifra 3 with the serial number 719.1966, cast your mind back to the clean atmosphere of Val Pesarina, also called the Valley of Time, an atmosphere of the 18th century of minute work building clocks with the precision of a scientist and the ancient talent of a carpenter.